Ariel, this is the best tip you could possibly give. Go.
Did you know that you can have a hobby that stays a hobby? I think this has become more and more relevant in the past few years when there's a desire to, first of all, of course, make more money. Things are tough and it's nice to be able to monetize things, but also because you're able to document everything online and people tend to like that. So I think nowadays, if you start knitting, there's a desire to eventually monetize the knitting, whether it's the channel where you're posting all these things or the actual sale of knitting. And I think, no, I don't think, I know it is okay for us to say, I'm doing this just for me. And if you need a way to make sure that stays the case, maybe don't post about it publicly. Maybe just share with friends to show that you're excited and you're proud and you're making progress.
Yeah, hotter take. Everybody needs hobbies that are only hobbies. The moment you monetize a hobby, you've lost it. And that doesn't mean it's not fun. That doesn't mean you don't love it. Look, I get people talking to me about this all the time because I do give this advice a lot. And people say, Ned, you took a D&D game and turned it into a TV show. How is that not monetizing a hobby? Oh, that game was designed to be a TV show. And you should talk to any number of the people I play tabletop role-playing games in my spare time with whenever they suggest we turn this into a podcast. Oh. You should hear my response.
Can I hear it?
My response is absolutely not. I'm out. This is a hobby. This is fun. This is for me. This is for my friends. It's not for other people. Like, if you want to make media, go ahead. But I already make media for money. This is for me. And by the way, if you want to become like an influencer in knitting, that's great. Live your life. Live your truth. But you also just became a cinematographer and a video editor and a script writer, right? There's a lot of things that go into that beyond the knitting. I'm a huge believer in just have hobbies. Just enjoy your stuff. It doesn't have to be the biggest thing in the world. It doesn't have to whatever. I can't believe this more. Hobbies are good, Tippendales. Tell us what your hobbies are.
Be a numismatist.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.